For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalbathanchil. A new play premieres tonight at the Yale Cabaret that brings together Iraqi and Afghan refugees and U.S. veterans who tell their own stories. Executive producer Tom Barry is a Yale graduate student and a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says the play juxtaposes elements from cast members' experiences in such a way that people in the audience will question their assumptions about veterans, refugees, and war.
People can carry on next to that veteran, next to that refugee, and have the best of intentions and allow a world where other people want to call that refugee a terrorist or just say, "Thank you for your service, veteran, you're a hero." And just carry on.
Ali Al-Sadi is a refugee who faced death threats because he worked as an interpreter for the U.S. military in Iraq. He had to leave his wife and child there when he fled and says at first life in Connecticut was difficult.
Because if you're going to say, "Oh, I'm from Middle East," or "Middle East," specify what country you are. I have like a lot of people been asking me, like, "Why did you kill the Americans?" I was like, "Why you ask me that?" They said, "Because you are from Iraq." They think like everyone is the same. We cannot just judge someone because his nationality.
The play called Voices from the Long War was created with the help of the Telling Project. It's a national performing arts nonprofit that has veterans and their families nationwide tell their stories. This is the first time refugees will add their voices. Performances tonight and tomorrow are sold out, but a third performance has been added for next Tuesday. For information, visit brownpapertickets.com.